Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, I want to talk about the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Why? Well, because I'm awfully fond of it. The fact remains that it is, it's almost a unique venue in terms of the style of the thing and everything else. And there's a man responsible for running the show for, well, I'll find out how long. Dr. Falloon, Stephen Falloon. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Morty. How are you?
I'm awful good. And welcome to us this morning. It is a great success, the Bord Gáis.
It is really indeed. Well, it's opened 15 years now. I can't believe it.
Are you there? How long have you
been? I've been there 16.
Good Lord.
16. I looked about 30 years younger.
So what did you do for the year that you weren't doing anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were getting ready to open.
Of course.
We were getting ready to open.
Of course you were.
2,000 seats. It takes a while to get it open.
It is, yeah, yeah. But what I love about it is it feels to me like a venue that's been there a long time. And of course it isn't.
Yes.
It has a kind of an old, like a music hall feel about it. I don't know why.
Yes, it's because it's those lovely blush reds in the auditorium. But it's also contemporary in that we've got big leg room, you can sit really comfortably, you're not sort of up against a seat.
Handy for people with big legs.
Exactly, not myself. And we've got air conditioning and heating under the seats, so it's like a very, you know, plush, modern, but old style theatre.
You've heating under the seats?
Yes, fed from under the seat.
I thought that was me having a midlife
crisis. Well, you're going through the change.
I never realised that.
Yes, and also, you know, air conditioning when it's cold or when it's warm. Yes. So yeah, so it's like you're never too warm or too cold.
Oh, it's fantastic. Now, the thing about it is, too, you have been able to bring very big shows, West End productions, to Ireland without any difficulty and sell out and do great business. And that has been the great thing, that you've been able to have these shows, these touring companies come, because in the past, you went to the West End, or you might have had a version or whatever, but you had to travel. But you have it there. But you have now got an amazing event in that this is an Irish premiere.
Yes.
Of Little Shop of Horrors. Now, you've announced the cast.
Yes.
Yesterday, right? Firstly,
well, it's our own production.
Well, this is what I'm coming to.
Yes, I'm producing. I'm co-producing it with another wonderful lady called Claire Tai from Theatre Works, who's also our director.
Right.
But yes, I am the co-producer of it.
And you're not a bit excited about this?
No, not at
all. There's no sense of excitement.
No, it's brilliant.
So
it's
let's
brilliant.
Talk about Little Shop of Horrors, because this is the first time you've done this. And what brought you to this place?
Well, do you know what? Because I think during COVID, we did, we got some money from the government to do an Irish thing, to bring Irish people back to work.
Yes.
And what was remarkable, we did lovely West Side Story in concert, but what was remarkable was the breadth of talent on that stage who hitherto had to go to London to get work.
Yes.
So I suppose it just sort of came from that about, look, we need to celebrate our own here. You know, we're really good at bringing in the West End, we're really good at bringing in Broadway, but there's talent on our own shores living in London. Let's bring them home and let's get them on stage.
Right.
And let's prove that, you know, we can do a production that's as good as any West End or Broadway production.
And
that's what we're doing.
And this is your plan. And you're doing it, is it a week? Is it 10 days?
No, 3 weeks. 19 performances only.
3 weeks?
I know.
You ambitious boy.
Well, my board of directors were very generous.
Well, that says a lot. It says a lot about the faith they have in you.
Yes.
And also in the show, but also the fact that it is a home-produced event, which is...
Yes.
So tell me who's in it.
We announced the cast yesterday. We had a lovely day up in Merrion Square doing a photo call. We've got a great cast of West End stalwarts. David O'Reilly, who was...
Late of this parish,
but he's a big West End star.
Yes.
He was in the Book of Mormon.
That's right.
In the West End for 5 years.
Yeah.
We have some, you know, brilliant talent.
Jacqueline
Brunton.
That's right.
You know, she is an incredible... Because what was interesting, we got 1,500 people who put in audition tapes for this.
You're joking.
15, and I watched, me and the team watched every single one of them.
1,500?
Yes.
That's enormous.
Well, that just goes to show you the talent that's in this country.
Of course.
So we've got people in the cast like Michael Joseph. There's Aoife Dunn. Just, you know, lots of Galia Conroy, lots of brilliant talent that have proven themselves in London that are back home to do
that
it.
That is fantastic.
In Dublin.
Well, congratulations on that. Now, we should explain, Little Shop of Horrors is Mr. Alan Menken.
So yes,
we know
you're
dealing with one
genius.
Of the finest, right? So we have, now this is not your cast. These are people doing their best. It's from the soundtrack.
But it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It'll do for the cases that we're doing.
Or it'll be better.
Oh, yeah, yours will be better. This is Suddenly Seymour, just to give people a taster.
Tell me this feeling will last till forever. Tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening. But losers like I've been, it's so hard to say. Suddenly Seymour.
Suddenly Seymour.
If you're afraid,
you'll find you.
Suddenly Seymour.
Suddenly Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors. Now, that's running from the 25th of July to the 9th of August,
yes.
Correct, sir? Yeah. And tickets are sale at Ticketmaster at the moment. And Little Shop of Horrors, I'm talking with Stephen Falloon, the man behind the Borgosh Energy Theatre. Can I ask a question? Is it okay, you've got this. You have so many shows coming in. Do you operate, is it a year in advance? Is it?
Oh, how, God, no.
No, more?
No, sometimes 3 to 4 years in advance.
Because
like, I have bookings for 29.
No, you don't.
I do. It is kind of mad, that, because you have to work so far in advance. You're trying to sort of build a variety, get different shows, get musicals, theatre, opera, dance. So you're working, you have to work well in advance.
That's
with all those different companies that you're dealing with.
Yeah. And the other thing that I think needs to be said too is you're bringing in, when you bring them in, you bring in big shows.
Yes.
They're big shows. They're fully dressed.
With a big stage.
With a big stage. Because you've... Don't I know it?
Sure you know it.
Don't I know it well?
Phil Collins.
That was great crack. That was great. And of course, we're back with you on the 20th of September.
What have you got in store for us?
We'll come up with something. We're making a plan at the moment. But it was to have Marty in the evening in that venue was very special for me and for us. Because, you know, you don't know... It's a big audience. You don't know if they'll come. You don't know how they'll react to your bits and bobs, and you're trying to see up into the
gods
and all that. But we were very lucky. That,
but you also have the audience very close to you.
Yes, you do.
So you can really feel them. How did that feel for you?
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, because you got you knew the reaction immediately in front of you.
Because you could see them.
And pray to God it was similar at the top. That was the thing.
It was a great night.
It was great fun. And thank you for the lovely room and all the rest of it. Again, the dressing room. Somebody said to me, it's like an aircraft hangar. What's going on? It's a wonderful dressing room. Because dressing rooms, as we know, particularly for touring companies, notoriously, they can be dingy, they can be old school and not great. Whereas yours are obviously
They're
modern.
Suites.
They're suites.
They're suites.
They're proper.
You've got your own bathroom.
Yeah.
Your own telly.
That's right.
Your own day bed.
Yeah, you can...
You can sleep there. You can live there.
You can bring neighbours in for a chat, which is lovely. I just to remind people, here's a little bit of In the Air Tonight, because I'm my moment. if you're going to do it. Here it is.
I remember the worry. How could I ever forget the first time, the last time we ever met?
That was great fun. That was great fun. I had to do it in there. That's you playing it, not me. It was wonderful. It was a great feeling. But you see, RTE Concert Orchestra.
Oh, they were brilliant.
As good as it gets. Yeah. As good as it gets. So we're doing
that. Your drums is pretty good too.
Well, thank you. I loved it. It was just a great honour to be able to do it. So we have that. Now, here's another thing. We are talking about Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
Now, Fiddler on the Roof is one of the great musicals.
It really is, and it doesn't get enough of an airing.
Yes.
So this is a brilliant London production. It's currently playing in the Barbican for the summer. We're getting it straight after the Barbican with the same cast. It's an incredible show with If I Were a Rich Man, all the great songs.
That's right.
And it's just a great musical.
When a musical like that comes, are you part of a system, or do you get to see the musicals over there and they'll say, no, we'll have this one, we want them?
Yeah, I would see pretty much everything.
You would,
yeah? Yeah.
So you coming and going?
So coming and going to London and sometimes further afield to get the best shows.
Yes.
So just the shows that are right for the stage, to make sure and that they fill the stage,
yes,
that they're not too small, that they're going to be good.
When is Fiddler on?
Because Fiddler is coming in October two weeks, so straight after its London run, it's coming to visit us.
That's going to be incredible because, again, it's that sense, we know all the songs.
Yes,
we know
exactly
what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always made this point about The Sound of Music, for example. We know everything.
Everything.
Inside out.
Yeah.
And when you get a chance to put something like that on, as you have, it just runs.
It just runs. It flies. Yeah, people love The Sound of Music in Ireland.
Yeah.
We actually haven't had it in a while. I need to get that back.
Yeah, well, I remember seeing it in your lovely building. And
with Celine Byrne.
Now you have it.
Yes.
Now you have it. How do you solve a problem like Maria? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. let's have a little bit of If I Were a Rich Man. That's a great... If I Were a Rich Man. When did you say this is in?
It's in October.
In October. Okay, here it is.
Dear God, you made many, many poor people. I realise, of course, that it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honour either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man,
that's a great old song. If I were a rich man. Now, we're talking Bord Gáis here.
So that's come the 7th of October, by the way.
7th of October for Fiddler on the Roof. Tina Turner has been flying. Yeah. Well, you see, Tina, again, is one of those people just popular into the future.
Yes. Because of her songs.
Yes.
And her.
Yeah, her story.
Her legacy.
Her story.
And you know what that's really interesting about the musical? It doesn't shy away from the darker parts.
Oh, no, there's a lot of darkness.
And there's a lot of darkness, yeah. But it's still a celebration.
It's a great...
Because she had so many great songs.
It's just fantastic.
Like, she was amazing.
We went to see her in open air in the RDS. I don't know
where. Did you?
There must have been 30,000 people at it.
And what was she like?
Oh, she was phenomenal. We got to meet her. Got to touch her. You touch me, you touch Tina. And it was just a phenomenal experience. The thing about her is, when she came on stage, it's like a bit like Bruce Springsteen. She didn't leave. She just stayed, and it was bang, bang, bang. She gave it everything. And she danced and sang. I just think she was a phenomenal piece of art. She was wonderful. And her story is very sad.
Oh, it's really sad.
But it ended up, thank God.
But it ended up really beautiful.
Some happiness, you know. Now, I'm looking at this. You've Michael McIntyre in September, I
said. Michael McIntyre in September, fortunately, sold out with Moulin Rouge at Christmas.
Now, Moulin Rouge. Is that the Piccadilly Theatre in London that I think it was? Was it on, or is it?
Yes, and it's still on in the Piccadilly Theatre.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. We were due to see it, my current wife and I. Must be two. Is it 2 years ago? Must be.
Yes.
It's running a long time. No, it was COVID time. What am I talking about? But to have that come here, I have never seen it. I have seen clips. I have talked to people who've been at it, who keep on telling me, oh, yeah, it's incredible.
Well, if you like the film,
yes,
you will love the musical, yes, because it really brings the film to stage and then some.
Yes.
And what you're getting is a completely different experience. You know, there's different songs in it, there's newer songs in it.
That's right.
But it still has the story and still has the brilliance and still has the dancing.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen the film or whatever, and I have too, but to see it on stage must be quite the thing.
It's. I've seen it twice now, and I can't wait to see it again.
So when you went over to see that, to make your decision or whatever, even though your mind is probably made up.
Mine was made up. Well, I'm sure it was. That was a really easy one. Let's be honest.
I'm just going to see.
I wasn't going to be turning that one down.
You probably went down for a nice tea, a nice glass of something, and brought something. I just had a great night.
Yes.
You must have just said, imagine I'm bringing this to.
It does, because it just washes over you, and you're like, because sometimes you're there and you're working, because you're thinking.
But
not with Moulin Rouge. I just.
Yeah.
Give myself over
but
to
that
it.
But that was the phrase I was told. It washes over you.
It washes over you.
Isn't that something? And how long will you run it for?
We're running it from mid-November to January.
Really?
We're giving it a big iron run.
That's huge.
And it's going to be brilliant. And I'm really proud that it's going to be with us this Christmas.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I'm going to play something from it as well. The other one I just wanted to mention, he's only around the corner. You have Chris Hadfield in, which is great.
Yes, Chris is back.
Isn't that a lovely idea?
Yes, Chris has been with us quite a few times, actually. Yeah. And he's brilliant. And he's a really modest man.
And he's a great affection for this country.
He loves this country because his daughter studied in Trinity.
That's right.
I think his daughter still live here?
Oh,
but
really?
But he comes over quite a lot.
And the other thing was that he pinpointed Ireland when he was thing from space.
He did.
Makes him a very interesting. When is he on?
He's coming on June the 24th.
And I tell you, somebody else who's coming that we're talking to in advance is the great Leo Sayre.
Oh, yes, Leo.
Leo's here on the 12th of July.
He's been with us a few times too.
Yeah. Now, Leo is like a bundle of energy.
And people, people just adore him.
Yeah.
The energy, it's like your show. The energy in the room is incredible.
There's a number of people like that. He's one. Gilbert O'Sullivan's another one.
Yes.
That people just, they just warm to.
Yes.
But Leo Sayre, one of the first things we ever did here back in the day in RTÉ was we toured with Leo Sayre with the radio.
Did you?
Yeah, the radio station. The great Larry Gogan and myself. And we went around the country to various venues he was playing in. He's still loved, greatly loved. And he's just a great talent. And he'll be a joy.
And he lives in Australia.
He is in Australia.
So he comes over to do these gigs every
Which is
couple
amazing,
of years
isn't it?
and that's it.
You think he doesn't need the money?
Yeah.
One thing we didn't mention, Six. The musical.
Oh, Six, which is coming in a couple of weeks' time, straight after Tina. It is.
Now, explain to me what. You see, when I saw Six, I thought to myself, Six is to do with the band, but it's not.
No.
I thought he's bringing in Six. I thought they'd broken up.
No, this is about the six wives of Henry VIII.
Yes, it's a completely different band.
It's a completely different band.
You could lose your head for this one. So, anyway, tell me what Six is.
So, basically, it's staged as a pop concert.
Right.
So it's the six wives telling their story their way.
Right.
So, one of them was divorced, beheaded, survived, divorced, beheaded, alive. And that's a direct line from the musical. And it's tremendous fun with banger after banger after
and
banger.
And they take the music of various people that we would be familiar with, of course, in the current genre at this stage.
Oh, well, yes. Well, that's... Yes, so, yes. So one of them's modelled on Beyoncé.
Yes.
One of them's modelled on Adele. One on Nicki Minaj.
There you go.
And one on Avril Lavigne.
Shit, that's fantastic.
But it's still very unique.
That's fantastic. So that's great. So it's something to do with the band. Anyway, so that's that one sorted out. I'm so glad. Well done. Well, now listen, I don't want to finish, but we better. Because I want to play something from Moulin Rouge. I thought Come What May would be a good one to play, which is Ewan McGregor and the great Nicole Kidman. But you don't need them in your cast. You've got your own.
No!
No, you don't need them.
No, we've got a brilliant cast.
You've got a brilliant cast. Now, you're not going to tell me who they are, I suppose, yet, because it's probably a bit of a secret.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter. Please God, I hope we live long enough to be there, which would be lovely. But again, congratulations, because if I may say so, it's not just the acts you bring in and how you do it, but it's the enthusiasm with which you work. You work with great enthusiasm. And also, the people you employ, and I know them because we would have access to various of your people, like Jill, for example, and the rest, they are all terribly keen on what they do. And that means that when they come to say to us, oh, what about such and such? You're immediately drawn in because you're not going to be given, the wrong thing. It'll always be the right thing. So I think that's
it's not about, because it is about the team. There's a great team that works there that we care, we love it.
Yeah, and it delivers. I mean, okay, we know it's a job, but it's a fulfilling job.
Yeah.
And it just works. Stephen, you're great. And well done. And thank you. And how you remember all these facts, I just do not know. But that's the joy. You see, you've youth on your side.
Oh, well, I do not, Mark. I wish.
That's what it is. You're viewing your side, and therefore it all pours out of you. This is Come What Way from Moulin Rouge. God bless you. I'll see you in September.
We'll see you in September.
See you in September.
If not before.
I'll bring me own Hoover. Don't you worry. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you, Marty.
Not at all. God bless you.